Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 919, for Saturday, February 3rd, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. A quick update on what's going on. The last episode I posted was at the end of January, and at this recording, it's early March. Well, it's been a month. So first I went on vacation, so I knew that next episode, the one this episode, was going to be delayed somewhat. And then immediately after vacation, I got, I don't know, it was either food poisoning or the stomach flu. So that delayed things. And then just recovering from that, various other things going on, and about a week later I ended up with influenza. So that dramatically compromised my ability to record anything, even when I was feeling up to it. And then after that, about a week later, I started getting a cold, or maybe it was just bad allergies. It's been exceptionally warm. Anyway, it may sound like a litany of excuses, and perhaps it is, but the fact is that I haven't really been in good voice for a while. So that's the delay. But I have all of these episodes. I'm still going to release them. They're still going to be dated the original times. So hopefully they don't get too buried in your podcast feed. Let's start off with, again, this is February 3rd, so as I record this, it's a month ago. But our number 20 game for that week was Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games, with 16,989 views, a decline of 3,569, or 17% from where it had been the week before, a six-position decline, and also about 550 fewer than the previous week's number 20. Repeating at number 19, Arkham Horror, The Card Game, by Nate French and M.J. Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 17,533, about 550 more than Wingspan, and a decline of 2%. Also down 6 to 18, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Fixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 18,148, about 600 more than Arkham Horror, and a decline of 21%. Rebounding back up a spot to number 17, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 18,158, just 10 more than Terraforming Mars, an increase of just 84 views from the previous week, or half of 1%. Re-entering at number 16, ISS Vanguard, by Martin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Samborski, and Andrzej Betkiewicz, published by Awaken Realms, with 19,211, about 1,000 more than Root, and the highest position ISS Vanguard has seen since February 4th of 2023, exactly a year earlier, when it was number 14. After a one-position climb last week, up two more to number 15, The White Castle, by Shayla Santos and Israel Sendrero, published by DeVere, with 20,330, about 1,100 more than ISS Vanguard, but a decline of 10%. Still, it moves up two spots. Down 1 to 14, Dune, Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 21,784, 1,400 more than The White Castle, and a decline of 1%. So Dune loses 1% and one position. The White Castle loses, it didn't lose 10%, it gained 10%. That should have been a plus, not a minus. That makes more sense. After 2 weeks back in the top 10, falling from 10 to 13, just 1 week back in the top 10, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 22,105, 321 more than Dune, a decline of 15%. Down 1 to 12, Voidfall, by Nigel Buckle and David Turchi, published by Mindclash Games, with 22,317. Just 212 more than Spirit Island, but a decline of 9%. After debuting at number 3, falling down 8 to 11, Knight, by, it's a Knight with a K, a K-N-I-G-H-T, with by Radoslav Ignatov, published by Hammer Dice, with 23,638, 1,300 more than Voidfall, and a big decline of 43%. Just three new entries in the top 10, falling out are from 3 to 11, Knight, from 10 to 13, Spirit Island, and from 5 to 27, Sancore. Number 10, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 24,222. About 600 more than Knight, a decline of 12% as it loses a position for the second week in a row. Also about 1,800 fewer than last week's number 10. Number 9, The Plum Island Horror, by Herman Luttman, published by GMT Games, with 25,151, about 900 more than Brass, and a decline of 36%, five positions off its debut appearance at number 4, as it slides to number 9 in its second week. Number 8, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 26,652, 1,500 more than the Plum Island Horror, but a decline of about 6% as it repeats its position at number 8, the lowest spot it's been since November. Number 7, Wormspan, by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games, with 27,542, about 900 more than Heat, a decline of 16%, although it gives up just one position. Number 6, Hegemony, by Barnabas Timotio and Benhelis Bahir-Takis, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with 28,205. That's a gain of 89%, or 13,000 views from where it was last week. It's seen the last 3 weeks, it's been out of the top 10 for 3 weeks. It's gone from 16 to 26 to 32, and now a big jump of 26 positions back into the top 10 at number 6. This resurgence likely on news in early February of the extended edition of Hegemony. Number 5, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 29,854, 1,600 more than Hegemony, a decline of about 5%, but it moves up two positions to re-enter the top 5. Number 4, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Kaman, with 32,070, 2,200 more than Arc Nova, but a big decline from its runner-up position of last week, number 1, 2 weeks ago, losing 44% as it falls two positions from 2 to 4. Number 3, Bloodstones, by Martin Wallace, published by Wallace Designs, with 35,426, 3,300 more than Dune, but also a big decline of 46% as it too loses two positions. It was the number 1 game at the end of January. Number 2, Earthborn Rangers, by Adam and Brady Sadler, published by Earthborn Games, with 41,334, about 6,000 more than Bloodstones, more than double what it had the week before when it was number 20, an 18-position climb as it returns to the top 10 after 4 weeks away and charts there for the fifth time. This on its new Game Found campaign for expansions to the game, at this point had raised over $500,000. This mark of 41,000 is also the most views that Earthborn Rangers has had in 1 week. Number 1, Triumph, by Raymond Di Maria and Valdemar Gumieni, published by Phalanx, with 65,481, 24,000 more than Earthborn Rangers, as it debuts at the top. The setting of Triumph is ancient Rome, before the Empire, so you know, before Caesar and all of that. It's an area majority city building card game with dice. At this point, it was on Kickstarter and it had 50,000 euros, no, pounds pledged. And this mark of 65,000 is good enough for number 99 on the most views list, which makes the fourth week in a row that the number one game has cracked the top 100 for most views in a week. For Saturday, February 3rd, 2024.